Vicki Williams is a woman with spirit. She's so full of life, her energy and optimism fill this tiny church.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm just a happy person, and I make a difference.
Vicki is a mother of four and a grandmother of seven. To her, family is everything.
They are my life. I love them. They love me. My grandkids, I love them. They make me live. They make me happy. They keep me going.
Having loved ones to keep her going has been Vicki's saving grace over the past few years. Since that day in 2002 when she went for a routine doctor's visit.
I went to get a mammogram, and I met a nice lady. And she said, "Why are you here?" She said, "Would you like to get checked for diabetes?" And I said, "Okay, then, I will."
It turned out Vicki's blood sugar level was so high, she was diagnosed on the spot with type 2 diabetes. But like many people who first hear they have diabetes, she wasn't sure what that meant. All she knew was that her brother-in-law had the condition, and he was having a really tough time.
They cut off his toes on the left side, and the next thing I noticed, his foot was gone, and then his leg was gone, and I was getting scared and scareder.
I got my leg amputated a few years ago, and the reason why I got it amputated is because I had two surgeries for my ulcers that was up on the bottom of my right foot. And every time I had the surgery, 3 or 4 months later, it came back.
I worry about my leg getting cut off, being in a wheelchair.
Cedric has another complication. His kidneys are failing, so he's forced to spend time every other day hooked up to a dialysis machine. Although Cedric has type 1 diabetes and Vicki has type 2, both can lead to the same complications. His experience scared her into believing the common myth that everyone with diabetes will have complications like kidney failure, amputations, blindness, or heart attacks. Vicki assumed she'd have complications too.
Diabetes is a silent killer and it'll kill you. I'm watching the walks of life of my brother-in-law, and I don't want to end up like that.
Healthier and cook.
Dr. Enrique Caballero can calm the fears of people like Vicki with some facts.
If someone is well controlled in terms of blood sugars, blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, etc., and if people don't smoke as well, the risk of all these complications is minimized. It can never be zero, but it's significantly reduced.
But you must be very diligent about managing your diabetes.
Diabetes can affect almost every organ in the body. It can affect the eyes, it can affect the heart. In fact, the number one cause of death in people with diabetes is heart disease, and sometimes people don't think about that.
Vicki is on medication for her blood pressure, which is one way to avoid complications down the road. But for people like Vicki with type 2 diabetes, diet is often at the heart of the problem.
It's our culture. It's the way that we was raised. Now, as we get older, the microwave, the eating out, the fast foods, the laziness. But we decided to take the easy way out, and it's destroying us.
It's never easy to make a major and permanent lifestyle change. But Vicki is surrounded by incentive.
I have to live for my grandkids. I have to motivate them. I'm teaching their parents to eat right, to eat healthy.
Service was very exciting.
And at the Washington, D.C. school bus program where Vicki works, there's more inspiration. Tawana Adams, Vicky's friend and co-worker, is her best cheerleader.
But I stays on top of her. I watches everything she eats. I want to live long. Live a long, prosperous life.
She encouraged Vicky to sign up for a gym membership. They go together a few times a week.
That's my dog, yeah. Baby. We're 45 minutes of treadmill nonstop. I'm trying to get her started.
Everyone with diabetes needs to eat a healthy diet to keep blood sugar under control. For people with type 2, losing weight and exercising can also be key to controlling the disease.
You can do it. I don't know. Come on.
But it's going to take time. See, she's a pro at it. I'm not.
So far, Vicky has lost 10 pounds, and she wants to lose 100.
I got to beat this diabetes. I must beat it.
Vicky's fear of complications may actually be the motivation she needs to save her health and her life.
I changed my lifestyle by eating right, watching the food channels, staying away from processed foods, drinking lots of water. You know what? My fear is going by the candy counter. I have to count 1 to 10 and walk away and go back out the door. That's my trial.
But she has faith that she will get healthy for herself and the people she loves.
Diabetes is a way of changing your lifestyle, and you can live a long life if you change your diet and stay focused. And love is the key to diabetes.
Dr. Thomas Willis, a 17th century physician, diagnosed so-called honeyed diabetes by tasting patients' urine to see if it was sweet. A chocolate crepe with powdered sugar and whipped cream. A mint chip latte. This is not your father's diabetes diet. Alvin Sang has type 1 diabetes, and eating the occasional sweet is part of his meal plan.
The biggest misconception of diabetes is that we cannot eat sugar.
In fact, Alvin and his brother Gilbert are surrounded by sugar. They're co-owners of a thriving little coffee house called Caffeination. Alvin's sweet job can be challenging.
It's ironic because as a diabetic, I also have a pretty bad sweet tooth.
Like many people with diabetes, when Alvin was first diagnosed, he thought sugar was off the menu for good. It's a myth Dr. Francine Kaufman hears often.
People with diabetes cannot eat sugar, I think is probably the most predominant myth out there.
Diabetes was a bit of a mystery as late as 1960, when Alvin's father, Yukong Sang, was diagnosed. At that time, blood sugar monitoring was an inexact science.
He was always guessing, or there was a more archaic method of urinating on a strip, and then it would change colors, and then you would compare it to a color guide on the bottle, but it was never really that accurate.
Doctors thought anything sweet would send blood sugar soaring. To be safe, back then, patients were given advice that wasn't much fun.
They tell me, say, don't eat a dessert, don't take the sugar, don't take the candy.
And although his sons didn't really talk about their father's diabetes, Yukong thought about it a lot, knowing he could pass on the condition to his children.
When my kids is young, I really worry about their chance to get a diabetic.
Although the boys had less than a 10% chance of getting type 1 diabetes, Yukong's greatest fear was realized. In the spring of 1993, younger son Alvin began to develop symptoms: frequent urination and extreme thirst, and was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, just like his dad.
I thought it was somewhat at the end of the world, just because, you know, nobody wants to have, you know, a chronic disease, no matter how minor or severe it is. You just want to be healthy. And I thought this was it. I was never going to be healthy ever again.
Yukong understood how Alvin felt, but he wanted to teach his son how to live a normal life.
I would say maybe he will have some kind of extra burden compared to the normal person. Since I'm a diabetic, I know this kind of burden. But this kind of burden, you can overcome it.
In people with type 1 diabetes, blood sugar levels can get too high because the pancreas has stopped producing insulin. If this happens, the excess glucose can damage blood vessels and vital organs. So monitoring blood sugar and adjusting insulin are key.
We teach them exactly how to do that so they can balance and still stay in control with their blood sugar levels.
For years, Alvin did well managing his diabetes with shots of insulin. But when he got to college, pulling all-nighters and eating at strange times made shots more difficult to manage.
Everyone say college is the best time of your life, and I really wanted to at least have an opportunity to experience that for myself.
His doctors recommended trying an insulin pump. Alvin immediately liked it.
I can pretty much do as I want, when I want. And it's the flexibility is the greatest asset afforded to me by the pump.
The insulin pump mimics what the pancreas does a little bit better than injections. It delivers insulin through a catheter inserted under the skin and must be programmed by its user.
And it can be inserted in a number of areas.
Anytime Alvin eats something, anything, not just sweets, he has to estimate how many carbohydrates are in it.
I apply that number into a mathematical formula that's customized to me and how my body reacts to insulin. The insulin pump estimates that I will need 2 units of insulin to cover this banana.
The benefit for Alvin? No medicine bottle, no needle. But for people who do use insulin shots, the strategy is similar.
So even though I eat sweets from time to time, I'm able to give extra insulin or maybe do a little bit of exercise to balance the effects of eating.
But the pump is not for everyone.
And there are some people who just don't want to have a machine somehow associated with their bodies. But somebody has to want it. Somebody has to be able to deal with it. Somebody has to be able to change it and maintain it and understand it.
The pump is only as good as its user and takes time and care to manage well, even in the middle of the Saturday morning rush.
When the cafe gets busy, everyone's pushed to their limits. And everyone's working hard and sweating because it's hot. So that takes a toll on the body, and it does bring your blood sugar low.
Alvin must remember to eat well as regularly as he can and adjust the pump accordingly. From time to time, Alvin and his dad will share a crepe, a specialty at Caffeination.
And I watch him use insulin pump. Seems make him much more freedom. He can eat much more or whatever because he can pump more insulin.
Although Yukong could have eaten sweets in moderation when he was on insulin shots, he finds the pump more manageable, just like his son Alvin does. And sharing these life lessons is all the more sweet.
He can balance his life and his business. I'm proud of him.
Life is all about finding a balance. It's just that it's more emphasize in a diabetic because it's part of ways we keep ourselves healthy.
The number of people with diabetes in developing countries is expected to increase by 150% in the next 25 years.